clear, must not be slothful, okay? In this particular business, in this particular business, that's the greatest sin that you can actually commit in ministry, is to hear it and to pretend like it's not urgent, you know? It's big. To hear the call and to be dragging your feet is big. To understand the call and to be dragging your feet like it's not urgent. No, it's a sin. It's a sin. It's a sin. It's a sin. 2 Timothy 3:15. Oh, imagine. I was almost calling you Stalkwell. I was thinking, what is Stalkwell doing in this seat? A carbon copy. Amen. Awesome people. Happy. How are you doing? Okay, 3:15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Are you there? I'm sure you open your Bible. Fall in love with your Bible. Through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Next verse, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You see that? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So, from verse 16, he told us the purpose of scriptures, the usage of scriptures, what to use scriptures for. Okay? Verse 16 told us the usage, what we use scriptures for. Scriptures are not used to, they are not used to find out who stole something in the family court. You know, okay, said okay, somebody, something is missing in the house. Okay, three of you come and stay in a circle. Let's roll Bible. That's not the purpose of scripture. How many of you have done that before? Let me see. Or you have been involved in that before? One, two. Oh, anything? Yeah, okay, awesome. Very bad for you. Well, thank God you are born again now. Do that cut very well, man of God. So, like, scriptures are not for joke, for just for anything outside what you are seeing here. It's not for anything outside what you are seeing here. So he's saying it's for, of course, verse 15 told us that you will understand salvation, which is the doctrine. So doctrine will now reprove you. That means it will give you evidence. It will correct you and it will instruct you in righteousness. Say in righteousness. So that's a real game changer, okay? Why don't we use Bible to go and... Okay, let me explain this way. If, for instance, if there is... Zabra Emmanuel? It looks like you. Yeah, it's not you. I've not seen the attitude of Brian Manuel. So when you are back, I will let you know. Amen, amen. So, okay, for instance, if a war suddenly broke out, okay, and this is the only tool you have, can you use this thing to fight in Oluwa? Can you use this microphone to fight? Huh? That means, uppercut. You know, if John Wick this, I believe he will do wonders with it. Amen. So, but is that the purpose? That's the point. Same way, scriptures, you can as well go to Songs of Solomon and read what you like. Yeah, but that's not the purpose. That's just the point. Okay. Are you with me now? That's not the purpose. You can as well go to Psalms and you are reading an enemy die by fire, but that's not the purpose. Scriptures are to instruct you in righteousness, in God's righteousness. 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 You see that in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. And what is God's righteousness? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and what? Righteousness. So back to 2 Timothy 2:15 now told you that scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. telling you that the usage of scripture is closed. It's not open. It's not an open-ended discussion. The usage, what you can use scriptures for, is tight. It's closed. It's not open to updates. To use scripture outside this is to abuse the Bible. It's to abuse the Bible. It's to abuse the documentation. It's to disdain God. It's to disdain the prophets. When we go to the Bible and what we are reading there is how to make it in life. I mean, sorry, make it in sense of how to blow in life, all those stuffs. You are abusing the purpose of scriptures. You must go to Bible and read it and interpret it for what it intended. I think I want to teach that in Kaduna. No, I've told you that nature, for instance, is God's hermeneutic. That means nature is God's language. Okay, God will teach man. God will not import his own words. He will not go and look for his own English. God will not invent a new language, okay? Therefore, God will use things that man can see to teach man what is in his heart. God will use the things that man can relate with to teach man what is in his heart, to teach man what is in the mind of God. Please get that right. God will use what? Things that man can relate with. You see things like tree of life, tree of the knowledge of good and evil. These are things that just normal trees, okay? But to communicate what is in the mind of God. So that means nature, okay? Things that man can see, things that man can relate with. You see Cain and Abel, one brought fruit, one brought an animal, things like that. Things that man can relate with, they are what God will use to communicate the plan of God for man. Are you getting that? So that we are using a tree to speak to you does not mean that the fruit that Adam ate is apple. No, that's not the point. It's only a tool of communication. A tool of communication. I learned that from Pastor Nika that nature is God's hermeneutic. God's hermeneutic. A tool of communication. When we get to Leviticus and Numbers and Exodus, you will see how plenty things, clothes, linen, white, everything is used by God to teach man what is in the mind of God. So that means you will not read those things and you are now saying, oh, because we saw a cloth of fine linen, and you now say, okay, R.T., pastor must always be dressed in fine linen. You are missing the point. Okay, these are many more we'll be seeing today. So, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And back to verse 15 again, you have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. True faith. True faith. True faith. See, you have known. But you will understand the salvation through faith. Say faith. So please, write this down. Faith shapes our understanding of the scriptures. That's the point. Faith. That is what shapes our understanding of the scriptures. Faith is not only for heaven's sake, to enter heaven, like we have studied during the week. Faith is to understand the Bible. It takes faith. It takes faith to understand the Bible. It takes faith to know God. That's what Enoch clearly told us by his own life, that without faith, it is impossible to know God. For he that cometh to God must what? Believe that he is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, faith is not only to be born again. Faith is also to know. To know God takes faith. See, to know God takes faith. And if the word faith looks too big for you, just substitute it with the word trust. To trust. So, for instance, like I've said, when the unbeliever reads the Bible and he sees things, you read the life of Solomon and you are seeing wives, and some people are arguing that what is the New Testament stand? Is it monogamy or polygamy? Or polyandry? Very unserious people. If you can justify polygamy, why can't you justify polyandry? Let's leave that for today. Well, me, I personally believe that polyandry makes more sense than polygamy. Right? What? Later, don't quote me. Anyway, no, don't take that. Don't take that. So now, what am I trying to say? Like, when the unbeliever reads all those stories and you are seeing things, you are seeing plenty of stuff. The believer sees spiritual realities. You see spiritual realities. Let's start from Deuteronomy. Of course, we are still looking at the Bible. Can the Bible be wrong? Series 3, part, part, part what? 4, okay. Series 3, part 4. That means there's a series 1, there's a series 2, and then there's a series 3, part 1, 2, 3, now this is 4. So just, I'll do my best to be as slow as possible, but ensure you get me progressively, okay? But we have a long way to go. Okay, Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy father know, that he might make thee. I need you to see that. Let me wait for you. Glory to God. Glory to God. No, it's not funny when Christians cannot interpret Bible. It's not funny. It's an eyesore. It's an awo. Judah is an eyesore. You know, awo in your eyes. A boil in your eyes. It's an eyesore. When the book that talks about your redemption, you cannot open, read, and explain. And you are 35 years. Very soon, you are doing your birthday. You're 45. You can't explain Bible. It's bad. Okay, 8 verse 3, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, okay, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy father know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God does man live. So he's saying he gave them bread so that they can know that life is not about bread. Now, the carnal man, what will you do? Hey, see bread. Shop the bread. But the spiritual man will see that scenario and interpret that. No, what God will have me have, really, is the word of God. That means the bread is a tool of communication. The natural man will see the bread, shop it, and ask for another one. The spiritual man, of course, you should eat bread, okay? You should eat, but much more, you should believe God's word. So that's the same error that the children of Israel repeated in John 6. When Jesus multiplied fish and bread and they ate and they were fed, they came back again. Come and give us more. He said, okay. He said, why didn't you come back for the sake of God's word? Why are you coming back just for the bread? See, I'm a spiritual man. See, when I read the scriptures, I see spiritual realities. So those guys, they ate the bread, they rejected the message, they rejected the word. They ate the bread, but they rejected the word. Say spiritual realities, they are tangible to me. Say spiritual realities, they are tangible to me. Say my salvation is tangible. Say my righteousness is tangible. Say my sanctification is tangible. You know, it's so bad that if you get to some churches, by the time some people, like let me say, if you get to some churches and they will think that until you mention the things that people, that the normal man live for, like, until you mention, you will make it, amen. That's not a church. You will make it, amen. Your husband will come, amen. That's not a church. Praise God. In church, what do we teach? Spiritual what? Realities. Say spiritual realities. They are tangible. Oh, God. Okay. So, when people look to the world and see marriage, we see the union of God and man, for instance. That's the point. When you read that Matthew 19, whosoever God has joined together, let no man put asunder. That's the question. So the question is that, so that means every unbeliever that gets married, God also wants to join them together. You're not serious. That means even if a Buddhist marries an Hinduist, that is God wants to join them together. So that means even if you don't believe the gospel, but on the marriage day, God will just show up and come and join you. Are you with me? Because he said, whosoever, Abi? No, whosoever is whosoever. Muslim, Christian, Buddhist. Okay, oh, God has joined you together. Don't put us under. So when the normal man reads that and you are seeing marriage, the spiritual man will see the union between God and man. Amen. Praise God. See, I'm joined to the Lord. I'm one spirit with him. That's the spiritual. That's all you will see. Don't say, Pastor, are you saying God has not joined people together? Well, listen to wherever we said it. So, the natural man will read, children are the heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward, right? As arrows in the quiver of the mighty, so are the children of the, wherever. Say, happy is the woman that has his quiver, his yard filled with them. Amen. So now say, brethren, I must be my, like, say they will surround you by all sides, right? Are you now start saying family planning is a sin? Oh God. That's bad. That's why it's bad interpretation. Go and see how the writer of the book of Hebrews interpreted that place. He just said, I and the children will go and give me full stop. Now say, as the children are partaker of flesh and blood, he also himself took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that have the power of death. To tell you that I and the children that God has given me is talking about the new creation. Praise God. He's not talking about, say, go and father 24 children. I don't know. Of course, kids are good, and it's good to have. You should get married. Amen. 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 So before you think I'm saying, but when you are reading the Bible, see spiritual realities. Focus on that. When you read this place, when you read, what do you call it? The book of Joshua, and you are seeing land. Say, God gave them land. God gave them this land. God gave them, say, God, my land. Whithersoever the soul of my feet shall step, I possess. And some preachers do it today. You go and rent somebody's church, right? And you now say, now, we possess this place. That's thief. A thief. Say, I possess this place. What if you are the landlord and somebody took came and possess you? Say, I possess. Always put yourself in the other man's shoe. Say in the Bible, I say spiritual realities. So those physical things, they are used to communicate a spiritual reality. That's what I'm saying. Okay. If you say, I must practice everything I see in the Bible, why not practice what Hosea did? What did Hosea did? Hosea married a prostitute. Why? He is trying to depict God's love and the sinful man. So, to you, what must you focus on? The message, not the action. I'm still going to all of that today. Like, for instance, when you read the Bible and you are seeing land, but by the time you get to John chapter 14, he said, in my father's house, there are what? Many mansions. And what do we see? People will see, when I get to heaven, I will be living in a duplex. Because you are in face me and face you here, you now say, when I get to heaven, don't worry, I will be in a duplex. Blah, 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 blah. Hallelujah. Say, I'm in Christ. Say, Christ is the Father's house. Say, I'm in Christ. So when people are seeing big, they are seeing habitation, you see a dwelling place in God. A dwelling place in God. That means that place can be better understood that in my Father's house, there is an habitation. A dwelling place in God. A home in God. Say, I have a home in God. Say, I'm at home in God right now. So it's not talking about a future tense. It's talking about what will happen based on the resurrection. And it has happened. So you say, in my Father's house. House already means, now see this well, in my Father's house. House already means a place where there is space. Now say, there are many dwelling places. There are many mansions. That means, I am willing to admit you. No, you can have a house and it's not habitable. Are you with me? And so you can have a house and you are not welcome. So the first one talks about God's provision. Second phrase talks about God's willingness. I'm just explaining John 14 for you. God's provision and God's willingness. In my Father's house, God's provision, there are many mansions. God's what? Willingness to admit man. Praise God. See, I'm in the Father's house. So this is what the Bible is meant for. Spiritual realities. Spiritual realities. Well done. Hope you are writing. Hope you are listening. Hope you are writing. Spiritual realities. When you read the Bible, what do you focus on? Spiritual realities. Spiritual realities. Imagine people quoting scripture that, yes, the Egyptian you see today, you will see him no more. Why not go and say that in Egypt? Go to Egypt, go and preach that. That, yeah, brethren, I say unto you, yeah, the Egyptian you see today, tell your neighbor, yeah, that Egyptian, you will see him no more. They will see you no more. They will see you no more. You know that. So, please write this down. So, the primary result of walking with God is faith. The result. How do I know a man that is walking with God? Faith. Not things. Not things. Not things. Please, I will go a lot into Bible interpretation today. Pay attention in the next 45 minutes. So, in the ordination of God, faith is primarily revealed in what you say. In God's ordination, faith is primarily revealed in what you say. Faith is primarily revealed in what you say. For instance, if you check Genesis 1, Genesis 2, you will discover the first activity of Adam was to speak. When God made man, the first thing, Bible says he brought the animals to him to see what he will say. That's Genesis 2, paraphrase. So, I said, faith is primarily revealed in what man says. Now, I said primary. Now, secondarily, there may be deliverance, there may be persecution, there may be things, there may be exploits, but the primary thing is faith in the mouth. Faith. There may be victory over issues as secondary. There may be perseverance as secondary. But primarily, walking with God is when you confess correctly. Go to Romans 8, 33. Faith. Please, pay attention to this sermon today. It will change your life. It will give you a better perspective. Pay attention. Are you with me? Thank you. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. I will speed up now. So, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Is it God that justified? I've explained that to you that it's not. It is. Is it? It's a question. Rhetorical question. Verse 34. Who is he that condemned? Is it Christ that died? Yea, rather, or contrariwise. Or on the contrary, that is risen again, who even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall deliver us from the love of Christ? Sorry, separate us. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than what? Through him, that 38. Want to go? For I am. Now, that's faith. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is where? Which is where? Now, see, look at your Bible. Look at all those things written there. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness. That means challenges does not connote faithlessness. Challenges of life, persecution, it does not connote, does not translate to, or is not because of faithlessness. Some people think that once you are not able to make ends meet, it's because you are faithless. No. No, sir. 1,000 times no. Challenges does not connote faithlessness. So, faith may be present despite physical afflictions or persecutions. Faith may still be present. Physically, a man may not be doing well in life, in quotes, and that same man may be well approved of God. Challenges does not mean that you are faithless. Persecution, famine, peril, sword, hunger, no hunger. Okay, go to Romans 10, verse 8. Despite physical afflictions, persecution, etc., faith may still be present. So, earthly victory is not the only proof of faith. Please follow me. See Romans 10, verse 8. Glory, glory, glory. Are you there? Okay. Let's read from verse 8. One to go. Yes, sir. Come on, read the Bible like you love the Bible. Let's read again. One to go. Yes. What yet is the word is near thee, even in thy mouth. That is the word of faith, which we, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, please, which physical thing can you see in this place? Any money? Any money? Any new cars? Deliverance? No, nothing. So, but he's saying, whosoever, let's read verse 13 again. Help me. 13, yes. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be. So, how do I know where God is present? When I see man's confession of the sufferings of Christ and his glory. That is where God is. How do I know where God is present? When I see man's confession of the sufferings of Christ and his glory. Man's confession of Christ's suffering and his glory. That is where God lives. That is where to see God. That is where to know God. Man's confession of Christ's sufferings and his glory. Stop finding God via what people pass through. Stop using testimony time in church to know the best of believers. I'm coming to all this today. Stop using testimony time. Stop finding God in what people pass through. Find God in what people say about Christ's sufferings and his glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Trust me, experiences can deceive you. Like I said a while ago, when prophet Samuel came to anoint one of these sons of Jesse, by physical judgment, oh, Eliab, you are awesome. You will be the one. You are fit. See 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7, but he wasn't. Before God, he wasn't. 4 verse 7, now we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodily. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Verse 13, want to go, yes? We have the same spirit of faith, according as it's written, believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore what? Why? Verse 14, knowing that he which raised up the Lord shall raise up us also by his present us with you. Oh, 15. For all things are for your sake, that the grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not. Oh, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us from exceedingly an eternal weight of glory. Why we look not at things which are, again, verse 18, why we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, but things which are seen, they are temporal, but the things which are not seen, they are where? Hallelujah. Awesome. Awesome. Can you see that? Please, in this place we just read, what is the only proof that this man is of God? Which verse? Check. What is the only proof that this man is of God? Check your Bible, you will see it. Come on, help me. It's together. What is the only proof? Which verse? Let's read that verse again. Yes. The same spirit of faith, according as it's written, we also believe, therefore we speak. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, all those bad situations, including even body issues, they are not orchestrated by God. They are not. They are not God's making. They are not what you will use to know a believer. Oh, God. Just follow me today. You will understand clearly. I would spend my a long time to break it down. So, as Christians and as preachers, we must be careful of what we call results. We must be, even as a church, we must be careful of what we call results. Oh, what was the result of my ministry? Now we have moved to the permanent site. What was the result of my ministry? Now, last year we are 100, this year we are 2,000. Well, the question is 2,000 what? Don't mention what I said during the week. So, the result of ministry, most times they are not in things you can see. They are more of people's confession. People's confession. So, we'll be using this to look at the Bible, to interpret the Bible better this morning. To see how you can read the Bible and you are not carried away. Many people read the man shall not put on what pertains to a woman, and you are from here for me on very, very serious serious womanology. It's bad. Luke 24. Luke 24. verse 25.
Well done.
Luke 24, 25. Then he said unto them, O fools and sloth, as to believe all that the prophet hath what? Hath what? He has spoken. Say words. Thank you. 25. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded words unto them in all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. Check verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the, verse 44, these are the words, say words, which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the psalm concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand thee. And said unto them, thus it is written, what? And thus it behold Christ to suffer and to rise again the third day, verse 47, and that repentance and cancellation of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at, so how do you preach? Words, right? Is it drama or words? Words. Verse 48, and we are witnesses of these things. How do you witness? Words. Say words. By preaching, words. Go back to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 now. 1 Peter 1, verse 10. Words, words, words. In reading the Bible, don't focus on experiences. Focus on what he said. The utterance. Not the drama. Not the ceremony. Not... Not the things used to describe the words. Just as some people think that the last day will be a day that there's a trumpet that will be big enough that God will sound and everybody on the world will hear. You don't understand why it's called figure of speech. If that thing was written in this age, I believe they would not use the word trumpet. They would use the word loudspeaker. Are you with me? Are you with me? Ah, okay. Oh, you're still expecting a trumpet. They that God will tell. Okay, let's assume God will blow a trumpet. God will blow trumpet. So you still believe that Jesus will come and write a us on this age, us. Of what things he could write, us. Focus on what he said, not the things used to describe what he said. I'm coming there. Okay, 1 Peter 1, verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should unto whom was he revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us that they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wow. Wow. So, please write this down. The sufferings of Christ and his glory must be primarily sought out in their words. In what they say, not what they did. If you follow their experiences, you will miss road. The sufferings of Christ and his glory must be primarily sought out in their words. In what they said. In what they said. All the wars that David fought, that is not your focus.
Oh God.
The sufferings of Christ and his glory must be primarily sought out in their words, not in how they demonstrated what they said. Please write that down. Not in how they demonstrated what they said. Imagine you want to be like Abraham today. Then you carry your only son too, right? You carry him up to a mountain. And you want to what? You want to what? Dagger him. Praise God. You will miss road. What must you focus on? What Abraham said. Imagine you two trying to be like a Jacob today. And you want to go and start 7 years to marry a girl. And after 7 years, they said the girl is not available. And you have to do another 7 years. How do you do that? How old will you be by then? Divine. Your age plus 14. Don't tell us. Before we do, So we don't do the subtraction. I'll get to your age. Remember those things that there was some trick that they would say. They would tell you that know your age. Okay, I know my age. Add 14, multiply by 2, minus 4. Okay, now remove your age. Okay, I can tell you the answer. You know, remember those silly things? They would tell you to add your age and remove your age. It's because you didn't focus. You are not serious in school. That's where that thing will catch you. Even if you are 35, remove the 35. So the answer is simply what the guy has calculated. The plus 5 minus 10 minus 20. And then think we just catch you. Say, wow, this guy, wow. Okay, Hebrews 11. That's where we are going, actually. Hebrews 11, verse 1. We trash the old Hebrews 11 today. Again, I know we have done that a couple of times in this church. We'll do it again today. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Please, how best can a man, or what best can man do with what he is hoping for? What can you do about what you have not seen? To speak about it. That is primary. Please focus today, okay? To speak about it. That's primary. To speak. Now, see verse 2. For by it, that is by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Wow. The elders obtained a good report. A good report. A good confession. That word report in the Greek, please write this down. I only give very few Greek words today. That is martureo. M-A-R-T-U-R-E-O. M-A-R-T-U-R-E-O. It means to bear witness. Okay? To bear witness. Look at your Bible, okay? To bear witness. Now, let's look at a few places where this word is used. Martureo. Luke 4, verse 22. Luke 4, verse 22. Follow me wholeheartedly today. Please, you have come to church. Trust me, you'll be blessed. Luke 4, 22. And all that bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. So, witnessing was done there by what? By speaking words. Okay, John 1, verse 7. See, John 1, verse 7. I'll be very fast. The same came to be a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. The second witness there, that is material, that is to bear witness by words. Verse 8, the same thing. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness unto the light. Words. Verse 15, John bear witness. Words. Go to Acts 10, 43. Sorry. Acts 10, 43. And I'm fast. To him bear all the prophet witness. Wow. To him bear. Please look at this. To him give. Which version is this? To him give. Sorry, it's me. It's not the version. I'm reading what is in my mind. To him give. Or give. It should be give now. It should be give. It's past tense. To him give all the prophet witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive what? Thank you. Cancellation. Remission of sin. So, to him gave all the prophet witness. That means the prophet, they witnessed this by words. Imagine they were not called miracle workers. They were called prophets. People who speak. That's a lot. Verse, go to Acts 13, 22. Acts 13, 22. Please, Bible interpretation is a serious business. So you must pay attention. And when he had removed him, he raised up also unto them David to be their king, in whom he also gave testimony. That's the same word. He gave testimony in Acts 13, 22. And said, see, he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. So, how did he give that testimony? How did he give the testimony? By saying, by speaking. So, go back to Hebrews 11 right now. So to bear witness is to speak what you have believed. To bear witness is will be to us to speak. Write that down, please. Write that down. To bear witness is to speak what you have believed. The same way, in how do we preach the gospel? When we are in our evangelism, how do we preach the gospel? We only speak what we have what? Believed. We speak what we have believed. So, this is what you should focus on. The greatest display of God's power today is when our words agree with what God has done. The greatest display of God's power is when man's word agree with what God has done. That's the greatest display. When we speak our conviction about what God has done in Christ, that's faith. That's faith. Faith is not primarily in a new car. Faith is not primarily in the secondaries. Okay? Verse 3 right now. Hebrews 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, the ages, were framed by the... Come on, are you there? I know you're writing. Well done. My faith says I am a son of God. My faith says I am not defeated. My faith says I am righteous. My faith says I am redeemed. That is the primary work of faith. Primary. 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 Primary, brethren. If you don't understand this, that is when you'll be using life, that is when life circumstances will be shaking you. Things will not work, you will think that God is not happy. Things will work too much, you will think that it's time to relax. Hallelujah. Because as you've seen today, you'll be seeing both positives and negative. Okay, see verse 3. Okay, through faith, we understand that the worlds, the ages, that means the times, worlds, that means aeon, the times, like the world, the 18th century, 19th century, 20th century, the 1900 BC, those worlds, the centuries, the ages, okay, the times, they were framed. So worlds there is not cosmos, it's in Greek, it's aeon, which is ages, were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made by the things which do appear. Wow. So, what will be glaring, let me ask you this question. What do you think will be glaring in those ages? Is it the words or the effects? Feel free. What do you think will be glaring? Is it the words or the effects? But what must the believer focus on? The words. Simple. The words. You know, if you want to look for anywhere else, okay, let me not rush. We'll see it soon. So, what the carnal man will see easily is, Abel's offering. Wow, Abel offered a big offering. You are carnal. Abel gave God a big what? Offering. Cain did not give God. You are carnal. The spiritual man will see Abel's words. The carnal man will see Noah's ark. The spiritual man will see Noah's words. The carnal man will see Abraham's offering. Abraham. But the spiritual man will see his words. Some people, all they preach from Joseph is his consecration. Oh, Joseph did not do this. Yes, that's awesome. But that's not the focus of faith. That's not. The parting of the Red Sea. David's battle. So, but see what he's saying. He's saying those ages, those vivid things are framed because of God's word in their mouth. Focus, focus. These are things that people go to Bible school to learn. School of theology. Today is the school of theology. Praise God. So please write this down. The secondary things you saw are framed by the primary, which is faith. The secondary things you saw are framed by the primary, which is faith. Again, the secondary are framed by the primary, which is faith. Please, it is not God that is framing it. It is man. Man frames the secondary because of the primary, which is faith. Focus. Focus. See verse 4. Now, let's proceed now. See verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Please, guys, what came before the sacrifice in that place? Faith. Where will faith be? In words. Do you know, for instance, even Abel's words was never written. Are you with me? But by the time you now read the account of Hebrews, you now start hearing the blood that speaketh better things than that of Abel. I mean, the blood of Abel was speaking. The writer of Hebrews now brought back, now you know, blood of Abel was used in two places, in two ways. I'm not going to go to that today. We still see it. See verse 5. Oh God. So, okay, I'm seeing verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained a witness, a report before men, that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. So please, look at that. God testifying of his gift there, that's secondary. Yet speaketh, secondary. But everything happened because of faith, by faith. Say by faith. Say by faith. See verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Wow. Let me tell you the meaning of that. The meaning of that is that Enoch died supernaturally. You get that? You get that? Praise God. He said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Okay, and was not found because God has translated him. For, come on, before his translation, he had these words. Say testimony. What's that? Words. The same Greek word material that we studied earlier. He said before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, next verse now tells you that in case you think that pleasing God is about how he's walking, how he's playing keyboard, right? How he's doing sanctimonious. Verse 6, he now says what? But without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. So that Hebrews 11 verse 6, who was he primarily talking about? Think now. Who? Enoch, okay? See. He's trying to tell you that anything that happened to Enoch was because of faith. And faith will be substance of things hoped for, verse 1, evidence of things not seen, which is Christ. So he's not saying, okay, Enoch pleased God. He had his testimony that he pleased God, which is Genesis chapter 5 or chapter 6. Now say, but without faith, it is what? Impossible to. So what comes before pleasing God? Thank you. Or you can as well rewrite it like faith equals pleasing God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So that is why, for instance, what Enoch did, everybody will not do it. Right? Okay, Rehoboam, is he not a man of faith? Okay, was he raptured alive? Hello? He died, right? Yeah, he died. But you know, no believers sleep, right? Praise God. Abraham, did Abraham do what Enoch did? Come on. Did Moses do? Kind of. Right? We get to that later. So, but Abraham did not do what Enoch did. But what is common to Abraham and Enoch? Same faith. Say same faith. So that means why you may see different people in different cadres, you may see I mean, in the Old Testament, you may see them in different, you know, different experiences. Don't focus on the experiences. Imagine, have you ever heard anything like, oh God, may I be like Rahab? Has anybody prayed like that before? Hello? Has anybody prayed like that before? God, oh, may I be like Rahab? But guess what, boy? You know, if you use the name of Abraham to pray, you should actually use the what? Name of Rahab to pray. Because what is common to both Abraham and Rahab? Faith. Praise God. Now, okay, follow me. Let's progress. So, funny enough, faith may not be obvious. It's not always written, but it's always present. A confession. Man's affirmation of God's grace. So, verse 7 now. By faith. See, by faith. Noah being warned of God, of course, Krematizo, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heirs of the righteousness which is by faith. So again, by faith means there was a confession. There was a word before the ark. That's what you will see in Genesis chapter 6. The Bible says, and Noah found grace in the sight of God. He found grace in the knowledge of God. See that later. So, by faith, Noah. So before the ark, what was present? Before the ark, what was present? Don't make this thing too hard for me. So faith was present before the building. Faith was present before the preaching. Follow me. See verse 8. And by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place when he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing where he went. Wow. Wow. So, he said, before he stepped out in verse 12, Genesis chapter 12, there was faith. 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 Words. 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 So, see, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was what? Come on, help me. So for every call, there will be a what? So the response will be what? Faith. Are you with me? Come on, are you with me? So the response will be when he agreed with what God was saying. Words. Say words. So there was a confession. Words will be primary. So all those trekking from one place to another, they are secondary. The primary was words. 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 Okay, verse 8 now. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. So all those things, you know, dwelling in temples, those are secondary. Verse 10, he looked for a city. Now, this one is spiritual growth right now. He looked for a city which had foundations, whose builders and maker is God. Wow, that's a lot. So he said, although this man is moving around from one nation to another, but he was actually looking for which type of city? Physical or spiritual? Physical or spiritual? Spiritual! Hallelujah! That means if I'm claiming to be a son of Abraham today, my eyes will not be on the physical. I cannot be saying Abraham's blessings are mine and my eyes is focused on somebody's car. And my eyes is my gaze is on earthly things. Say, although he is going to Canaan, to Egypt, one place to another, but in faith, he is actually looking for a city whose builder and maker is. That city is not Dubai. Praise God. Come on. Hallelujah. It's not the U.S. Of course, that's not even fine. but better than us. City is my village. Amen. Somewhere in the Kitty State. Praise God. No, it is on. Ah, come on. Amen. Oh God, you don't know. People now be saying, ah, yes, we have found the Ark of Noah. Say, where is it? It's on one mountain in Edenry Hills. That Ark of Noah, they have found it in different places. And people will be doing excursion. Let's go and check where the Ark of Noah is. You are an unbeliever. You left the faith, you are looking for the things. Unbeliever. Okay, come on. Verse 11. Through faith also, Sarah, okay, I need to explain this. Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when he was past age because, what happened? Let me ask you this question now. Because she judged him faithful, who had promised? Is it who had promised Isaac or who has promised to save? Now that's tricky. Amen. He said because she judged him faithful, who has promised? Is it the person? Come on. See, let me tell you, you can know the Bible. All you need to do is, as this man is preaching, focus. Put your mind there. It's for you. Unless you are a Buddhist or you are a Hinduist or you are atheist, Bible is for you. Say, Bible is for me. Say, I must be taught the Bible. That's the point. I mean, fortunately, it's free of charge. So you take it free of charge. Praise God. Somebody paid me to teach you. Amen. And the amount he paid me was so much. So what must I do? I must teach you so much. Amen, amen. Imagine somebody just come and say, sir, take this 50M. Just for one purpose. Tell your disciple. Teach him. Teach him well. What will you say? Guess what? God gave me eternal life. Amen. So I know that head or tail, I always win. So 1 Peter 5:15-58, that says, be ye therefore steadfast, always unmovable, inasmuch as you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. So because of that, what do? We carry the believer. Amen. Teach him till he. Who has preached before? You preach, you are so tired, you preach, you are sleeping. Yeah. You are put to me in Zamfara. I was preaching, I was sleeping. I was so tired. It was after so much, all night, all day, all day. Somebody came to me again. I was preaching, saying, okay, at least you should have done this before. Who has been teaching somebody that is sleeping before? And you keep teaching. You know that you sleep, yo, and you keep saying this. That's it. Amen. Let's progress, Jerry. Keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Amen. So he said, because she judged him faithful who had promised. So the promise there actually was the promise of Christ. So it's because she judged God faithful who has promised. That is why she was able to receive strength for Isaac. She received Isaac because she judged God faithful who promised to save. So the greatest confession is as touching Christ. Always knows the primary and the secondary. See verse 12 now. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. Wow. As many as the stars of the sky innumerable, and as the sand which by the seashore, in multitude and sand by the seashore innumerable. So all those multiplication, they are secondary. Talking about the nation of Israel, they are secondary. See verse 13. Now, look at verse 13 slowly. These all died in faith. Please look at your Bible. Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and was embrace them. Amen. And what? Confess. Amen. That they were strangers and pilgrims in this earth. Wow. Glory to God. That means even when their confession was not yet perfect, faith was present. Even when their confession was not yet perfect, faith was present. Faith. That's primary. That is how best they will say, God will raise him from the dead. So don't worry, we are strangers and pilgrims in this place. That's how best they can declare the resurrection. Praise God. See, verse 14. The same thing we too are saying today, that we are not of this world. We are in Christ. And he that is in Christ, he has overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our what? Our faith. That's 1 John 5 verse 4. So he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Okay, thank you. Focus. See verse 14. Hebrews 11 verse 14. For they that say such things declare that they seek a country. So that's where to find God. In their words. In what they say. Not in what they did. Not in how Abraham married this one, married that one, married that one, Keturah. No. In what he says. 15. And truly, if they have been mindful of the country from whence they had come out, they might have the opportunity to have returned. 16. But now they desire a better country. That is what? And what? That means what they are desiring is not what eyes can see. Abraham desired something eyes cannot see. Sarah desired something eyes cannot see. Noah did. Enoch did. Abel did. You should. Or you have. Amen. Praise God. Something eyes cannot see. When you are reading the Bible to understand, don't focus on physical testimonies. You will miss road. Let me use the word, don't focus on answered prayers. Some people will pick the word of 1 Corinthians. All they can see there is Jabez. The prayer of Jabez. By faith, Jabez prayed. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't get us. See verse 14 again. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. So that's where to find God. 15. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned, but now they desire a better country. Amen. That is an heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Where is the city? In Christ. Praise God. Say in Christ. Now 17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, wow, please write this down. Who tried Abraham? The expression of his faith. Write that down, please. It's not God that is saying, Abraham, go and offer Isaac. No, of course, you should understand how prophets speak by now. No. Firstly, don't forget, it was not Abraham that even wrote Genesis 22. Moses wrote it for him. Are you with me? So that is like a double A to B to C to, A to B to C to D. You should understand what I'm saying. So, like, it's not God that's saying, Abraham, go and offer your son. No. That is the expression of his faith. His own. The same way, the expression of Noah's faith is to build an ark. Right? The expression of his own faith, which is his own making. Don't forget where we started from. By faith, the walls were framed. It's not God that framed them, it's man. Framed. So that scenario, that is Abraham's self-teaching ministry. Abraham was dramatizing himself how God will raise Jesus from the dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody will say, but he really wanted to kill him now. Do you know, are you there? It is a report.
A report by two Christologians, Abraham and Moses. So they will only focus on what? On what? On Christology. The same way, like I've been telling you, Melchizedek, they said, this guy, no father, no mother, no descendants. They,
but I know his father. Shut up.
Say Christ is real than reality. Amen. Amen. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Ah, now let's talk about 30. Woo, glory. So, where are we? Verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried. So, who tried him? The expression of his faith. I wrote this in my notes. I said, his quest in discovering the resurrection. That's what tried him. His quest. His quest. His own quest in discovering the resurrection. Okay, offered up Isaac, and he that has received the promise. Receive the promise. What was the promise? Christ, primary, offered his only begotten son, secondary. That is his expression. Again, let me say, do that again. Look at your Bible. If you are looking at this, you will get me, please. You have to look at your Bible. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, okay? And he that has received the promises, Christ, that's primary, he now offered Isaac, which is secondary. His expression. So he received the promise in his words. In his words. Verse 18 and say, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Now see verse 19. Accounting that God was able to raise him even from the dead. Is that Isaac or Christ? Christ. Amen, amen. See, let me explain this way, okay? The experience of Christ in the mind of Abraham came before the experience of Isaac. Isaac is used to demonstrate the experience of Christ in the mind of Abraham. You get me? Divine? I take it again. The experience of Christ, okay, came before the experience of Isaac. So, Isaac was used to demonstrate what Abraham has believed. It's not that he went to the mountain to know if God will raise him from death. No. He went to the mountain to demonstrate that God will raise him from the dead. And guess what? Primarily, he went there to demonstrate that to the same Isaac. To the same Isaac. Hope you know there was a big day that we know that Isaac wanted to bless Esau and Jacob, right? And the blessing went somehow. Are you with me? So, like, consider it's the big day for Isaac to his own children. The big day of Abraham to Isaac was on Mount Moriah. And if you remember Genesis 18, he said, I know him, for he will command his children to take after me. Okay, thank you. Go to Romans 4. So, accounting that God was able to raise him from the dead, from whence he also received him in a figure. He received him in a figure. That was Christ. In a figure. So, Isaac was used to typify Christ. Christ is not a figure of Isaac. Oh, never in your life. Never anywhere. Christ is not the aftermath. Isaac is the aftermath. Are you with me? Are you with me? Say the experience of Christ came before the expense of Isaac. Okay. See Romans 4 now, verse 1. Open your Bible. Romans 4, verse 1. You now see this. This one is clearer. What shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh hath found? Now focus on the discussion. For if Abraham were justified by works, Romans 4, verse 2 now. For if Abraham were justified by works, he had whereof to glory, but not before God. Let's read verse 3. Yes. But what said the scripture, Abraham believed God, it was counted for him for righteousness. So that's chapter 15, verse 6. Genesis 15, verse 6. So faith is already present here. But his confession kept getting better progressively. Now focus. Faith was already present and his confession kept getting better. Let me explain what that means. That means even before Abraham had Isaac, he was already a man of faith. Even when that physical situation still persists, okay? He's already a man of faith. That means you cannot use the birth of Isaac to judge if Abraham is righteous or not. Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot. Sorry, just try and write that down. You should come to church with a note, with a Bible, with a pen. Write. And if you don't come to that today, just open your phone. If you have Notepad or Microsoft Word or something in your phone, for now, use that to jot. So that you can go back home, look at it again. These are the words of life. These are the words before with which we'll be judged. Now, what I just finished saying, I've forgotten. So ensure you know what I said. So I was saying something about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, etc. And Esther. is Esther not there? Okay, so where are we? Verse 3, right? Verse 4 now. So, okay, I was saying you cannot use the birth of Isaac, right, to judge if Abraham is a man of faith or not. The same way, are you a Christian because you scored 85% in the exam? I wish that's true. Amen. Amen, amen. Are you a Christian because you speak in tongues? Yeah? Are you a Christian because you speak in tongues? Why do you speak in tongues? So, do we have Christians that don't speak in tongues yet? So, what is their only issue? They need to what? Grow, right? Amen? Are you with me? So, that means faith can be present, yet, do we have Christians that still don't believe that they are righteous? Do we have Christians that they still confess their sins every day in morning devotion? Are they Christians? If the big trumpet sounds, will they go? Or you are the Savior? So, but what do they need to do? To grow. To progress in God. Do we have Christians that still go for deliverance services every month? Does that nullify their faith? Well, what is happening to them? They are using their brain to play what? Ludo. You know Ludo. How would they be telling you that every month you need deliverance? Every month. Some of you now have deliverance calendar. You now put second, okay? By now, I should have lost the one I got last month. So, you are just disdaining Jesus and everything he did. Let's not go to that today. Okay? So, we are in verse 4 now. Now, to him that walketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Wow. But to him that walketh not, but believeth on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Wow. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man, unto whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Commend this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also. For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. Now, see the analogy. Verse 10. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision, or in uncircumcision, that is Genesis 15 verse 6, not in circumcision, but in what? So that means, wow, that's a lot. That means, no, he was circumcised in Genesis 17. You remember? Yeah? 17, that was when he was circumcised. But 15 verse 6 was when it's written that he believed in God and it was counted for him for righteousness. If you don't know all these verses I'm quoting up, and that means you are so far from your Bible and you need to repent. Spend all your time with super story. Things fall apart. With storybook. Read everything. I can't read your Bible. It's a shame. You're a believer. See, an hour Bible study every day, you must start pastoring since 15 years old. I'm not joking. Since the day you are eligible to read, if you read the Bible for just 1 hour every day, you will have been fit to pastor from 15 years old. Think about it. Hope you know you can finish the Old New Testament under 24 hours. I know my wife will finish it in 10. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without man. Travel. My baby and I, your boo and you, and you, your bear, and my bear and I, my Facebook and I, oh, my what again? My Insta and I, and the Bible. So please, you should get used to it, okay? Of course, keep coming to church. We will ensure you are used to it. Trust me. We trust us. We know how to do that. Thank you. See verse, where are we now? Verse 16, right? Verse 10. So he was saying he was not reckoned in circumcision, but when he was uncircumcised. So that means long before all those scenarios, long before, because he had Isaac in Genesis 20, long before then, he was already a man of faith. Faith was present. Circumstances does not connote faithlessness. Please. Circumstances does not connote. That means that you are faced with things. Hope you know, somebody can see Abraham in those days and say, see your life. With all your faith, no shade. Right? But by then, he's already a man of faith. And progressively was. Now, see verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead. Wow. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. I'm coming to this very soon in another series. Who against hope believed in hope. Please, from that calleth those things which be not as though they were. That is spiritual growth. That's Abraham now. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So shall thy seed be is Genesis 12. So he's saying, according to Genesis 12, he was now progressing. Let me explain again. Let me tell you this, okay? Do you know if Abraham... Okay, finish writing. A lot of things is just in my mind. Don't worry, we'll finish this first part in 10 minutes time. And we'll continue. Yeah. See, if Abraham never had Isaac, listen to me, please, brethren. If Abraham never had Isaac, we are not going to have him as a man of faith. But he's a man of faith. Let me explain again. If he never had Isaac, he will not be called the father of faith. Are you with me? But, so, same way, am I your pastor now because I am born again or I have grown up spiritually? I've not grown up. Now I'm still there. I'm still 2 bar out of 10 bar or 24 bar. So, same way, a man does not pastor because he's born again, right? But because he has what? Progressed. So, the same way, Abraham was used in the Bible as a father of faith, not just because he believed, but because he progressed in what he has believed. From Genesis 12, he has believed. 15, he has believed. 17, he has believed. But 20, we now see him produce more experiences based on his faith. Are you getting this? Sorry. I know it's a bit technical. So now, 17 now. No, or 19 now. Now, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own his body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Wow. So, he had Isaac because he was not weak in faith. Please write that down. He had Isaac not because he had faith, but because he was not weak in the faith. That means you can have faith but be weak in it. You can have faith, but be weak in it. The same goes for Christians that every time they call you forward to come and rededicate your life to Jesus,
That is idolatry. No, me, I have done it before. Then, once we preach, when I announce it, okay, all of them, you know, if I know those days, all of them, they have come before to give their life to Jesus last week. So there's no fresh people. That's okay if you want to rededicate. So if that one, if you call them, if they didn't come, you now give them one rema. Okay, oh. If you are here, and you live in your dream, you think about Jesus, your destiny has been siphoned into the occultic world. You just say something. Who does not eat in his dream? Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. Be sincere. I've never eaten my dream before. Let me see your hand. So you are all what? Agents of. You're all agents. Hallelujah. I'm saying, prepare the table before me. Amen. Amen. How do you eat in your dream and you're looking for deliverance? Are you high? Praise God. You drink water. Amen. If you don't like the food, don't eat it. Next time, I tell them, so what are you bringing? Echo? How are you eating echo? You don't have echo. How are you eating akamu in your dream? Akamu. What's that? Give him better food. You will tell whoever brought the food, go to Mr. Biggs. Get food. Get good stuff. What's that? I'm a son of God. You think, what's this? Amen, amen. Say, I'm a son of God. Say, I'm a son of God. Say, this is the victory that overcame the world. For our faith. You are now talking about eating the dream. Now I expect me to be spending my time to be delivering you. And just spend that time sleeping. Not even sleeping. And trust me, and what you believe with it will determine your experiences. Hope you know. Demons, they walk through ignorance. They will just say, hey, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Come. I'll be using your little head to play Ludo. Hope you know that I've said it before. Those who go for deliverance service, they are never delivered. There will always be a new thing. Go and ask them. Just ask them. Have you been delivered? Say, yes, but at least do it once. Amen, amen. And in Christ, it's done. Amen. Amen. No, deliverance is when you come out. That's you. It's you that come out. You came out of darkness to light. Deliverance is not casting out of demons. Amen, amen. And how can you be coming to hear word and you demon you should be lodging? Where is this thing? Amen. Pray, so just speak. Amen. Which demon? Get up. I've just read the Ephesians 1. What will happen to the demon? Pow! Pow! Your pow! Oh, pow! Like, pow! As you just see Father Abraham, you think just pow! Amen! Amen. Say, I exist. Delivered! That's a believer. Power day. Let's leave that too. Let's finish our Abraham story, Jerry. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. Okay? So I said, he had Isaac because he was not weak in the faith he already received. He had Isaac because he was not weak in the faith that he already received. So that means a man can be in faith, but weak in, I've said it before, where he can be weak in it. But now, he now affirms more with his mouth what he has believed in his heart. See what I'm saying? Now, he affirms more with his mouth what he has believed in his heart. That means, if I am seeing myself facing too much negative circumstances in life, what should I do? I affirm more with my mouth what I have believed already. Amen, amen. Say, I am righteous. How long do you see that during the week? I exist forgiven. There is no condemnation here. You put that in your mouth. That's a Christian confession.
So he affirms more with his mouth what he has believed in his heart, and in speaking more, not only did Isaac came, his confession also became better. You remember that a prophet, he gets better by speaking. Prophets get better by speaking. The more they speak, the better for them. The better. The more they speak. It's an utterance gift. They get better in the proficiency by speaking. Thank you. Verse 20. He staggered not. Now, see this one. See 20 to 21. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able to perform. Now, let me explain 20 to 21 for you. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. That is God's validation of him. Not man's validation. Because if we read his experiences, we know he's staggered. But because, oh God, I don't know if you get this. But because he was already a man of faith from Genesis 12, God said he staggered not. Do you get this? Although he staggered, Abraham himself knew he staggered, but God said he staggered not. In fact, God said he never staggered. That means once a believer, forever a believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means a believer holds on to the end. A believer is not the one that prays that God hold me till the end. No. Once in faith, before God, is always in faith. So even when he staggered in Genesis 16, that's when he had Ishmael, right? When he staggered in Genesis 17, that's when he laughed at God, right? He started in Genesis 19, that's when plenty of things. He went to Egypt. But God said he staggered not. Wow, 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 wow. Amen. Say, I believe God's report about me. You believe that? Glory to God. So he said, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able to perform, and therefore it was imputed for him for righteousness. Lantesto go va pranteste. Calantesto va entoste. You know, let me even tell you this. That word being fully persuaded, it's not even about, that is not even the perfect completion. That's just the presence of faith. It's there. It's there. Because if you now see the next verse, say, therefore it was imputed to him for what? Righteousness. When was it imputed? Is it when he had Isaac? No. That was Genesis 15, right? Come on. Are you with me? So, when was it imputed for him for righteousness? Genesis 15. So, when was he fully persuaded? That was not when he had Isaac. It's before. Once in faith, always in faith. Thank you. So, now let's read 23 to 25. This is where it now applies to you. Are you ready, brethren? Okay, let me wait for you. All right. Man of God, when you finish reading this, play the keyboard for us. Now it was not, let's read 23, please, to 25, want to go, yes. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also. To whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him, who was delivered for our offenses, but raised again. Chapter 4, verse 1, want to go. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord. Come on, somebody is not reading chapter 4, verse 1. Ensure your neighbor is reading chapter 4, verse 1. One, two, go. Yes. Therefore, being justified by, we have through our Lord. Do we have peace with God because of spiritual growth? Because of what? Say, I believed. Amen, amen. Oh, awesome. We have peace with God. We have peace with God. Now, that says two things. Number one, that means firstly, when you preach to an unbeliever or somebody, I mean, sorry, When you see a believer that does not understand who is in Christ, don't treat him like the unsaved. He's simply not strong in the faith he has received. Don't treat him like the unsaved. Don't tell a believer that he needs to come to Christ again. Nobody goes for altar call twice. We have done it before too. It's foolishness. Papa, how many times you went for altar call before? Can you count? You never went. Hallelujah. Divine, come on. How long? How much? 20. I trust you. Even if I call you today, you see come. Amen. Amen, amen. No. Simply teach him to grow up. The faith is there. Doesn't expire. Say, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And it is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is as grass. But the word abides forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, also, secondly now, in our Bible study, our attention must not be in the actions, but what he said. What he said. Like when you read Leviticus, pay attention on what he said, not on the clothes, linear, everything. Pay attention on the utterance. Don't read the Bible and pick action. Don't pick the Bible and you are picking experiences. Read the Bible and you pick actions. Sorry, and pick words. Words, okay? Don't pick experiences, pick words. God is found in right speaking. Stop praying in tongues, you should know. Come on. God is found in right speaking. So, this is the same way to know a believer. He speaks his realities. It's how to know a believer. I can tell you why you have been struggling with a sin or this one. I can tell you why you find it difficult to read the Bible. I can tell you why you find it difficult to preach the gospel. I can tell you why you find it difficult to gather with believers. You don't speak your reality. You speak super story. You read 48 laws of power. Come on, stop praying in tongues. Stop praying in the Holy Ghost. You read Tim Leahy, Temperamental. What's that? Temperamental. What's that book again? Why you exist. So you are what? Sanguine. You are what? Choleric. You are what? Mosquito. You are what? That's why you are doing the way you are doing. You never for once. Have you ever spent an hour, just an hour before, saying, I am righteous. I exist forgiven. Have you? That is why your life will look like an unbeliever. It's not because you are an unbeliever. You are in Christ. You are saved. But your experience will still look like Abraham that is looking for Isaac everywhere. Because you are not strong. Before God, you are perfect. But your experience will say otherwise. Because you don't put those words of perfection in your mouth. Ah, Alantis, take advantage. Rasta Gavante, keep on us. Lani and also bar. Clean your feet, come on. Alantis, take a believer speaks his reality. See, I want to model a church that is always fun speaking. A believer is never caught being moody. You are always caught saying the right things. Why should you be alone in a place and you are like this? And you are thinking, why not pray in tongues? Why not say some words? Also, let me say this, okay? Words of healings, they are easier to seep in when confession of Christ is constant. Take that from me any day. It's easier to quickly get your body healed by your words when you are always getting your mind filled with the realities of your redemption. That's the Lord. That means when my default is saying I'm righteous, I'm born again, I'm saved, the day I need to be healed in my body, it will not be effort. Because I'm already used to my reality. Get used to speaking. Get used to speaking. Say, I'm a son of God. Say, I'm a son of God. Say, I'm born from above. Say, I'm saved now. I'm saved forever. Say, I exist forgiven. Say, my sins are forgiven. Say, I exist justified. Say, I am born righteous. Say, I am born righteous. Say, eternal death has lost its grip over me. Say, there is no fear of death here. There is no fear of death here. Oh! Say, there is no fear of hell here. No fear here. In no day. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Pray in the Holy Ghost and say those words. Be found saying the right things. These are the Christian confessions. These are the Christian confessions. Your confession, your primary, your confession is not the wealth of the sinner is mine. You're not a thief, you're a believer. You're a believer. It will be easy to speak to your body when you are used to speaking your reality. Why it looks like you are not, you are struggling with something in your body is because you are not used to reality. But the believer is a default speaker of Christ. Oh! Come on, speak your reality. Speak your reality. Speak, 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 speak. Speak! I don't walk in confusion. Yeah, that's a believer. I am brought by God. I am brought by God. I am saved now. I am saved very well. There's no fear of death here. There's no fear of hell here. Kalante kafala prante sege vile kanta lasta. La pa pa pa. Bristol, Bristol, Gimpa, la. Kala na na na. Eriti. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray.
Oh, Shata Baba da 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 oh, Shata Kelembe da 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 da. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I am bolder. I am stronger. I am a faith being. I am a faith being. I believe in all God has done for me. I believe. I am strengthened in the faith. I am strengthened. Oh, my convictions are stronger. Oh, sapati de belete, edina da banana bandi ede de sekeve de de, ekonon tabari tele de beba, on sababa de de beke sababa da, oh, shatele de keze beke de kalmanamo, oh, I walk in my elements, I walk in my elements, oh, I stay spiritual, I stay spiritual, I know that in Christ no demon can harm me, I know that in Christ I am made powerful, I know that in Christ I am stronger, oh, I have been freed from hell, from death, from sin and the grave. Oh, shall Brady Sekeven and Babalata? Make those bold declarations. I am a man of faith. I am a man of God. Oh, in Christ I have been saved. I am justified. I have been delivered from darkness. I am in the light. I am not of the darkness. I am of the day. Oh, we are not of them that fear. I'm not afraid of sudden fear. Oh, fear is useless to me. Fear is useless to me. I am bold. I am stronger. Oh, Pagi Segeveretiada. And sent on Bombi T. And set the capabilityada. Oh, shit. Let those negative thoughts die away. Let those negative thoughts die away. You are not a sinner. You are saved. Oh, you are not the one looking for deliverance. You have been delivered. Oh, Bari Segebananata. And set up Bobo Badi. Ekelitina da paratata, and senti retis kereti da dabadaba. Oh, shut da dabadaba sabada. Oh, I stand by faith in what you have done. I stand by faith in what you have done. Forgiven and delivered. Oh, shabriti sekedabadabadaba. Eh, neto. Don't see the detail of the babadabadabadabadabada. Ah! Cheletene monopo. Oh, see beledabadabadabadabadabadabada. Oh, I have faith. I have faith. I am a faith being. Oh, I trust in the faithfulness of God. I trust in the faithfulness of God. Oh, I am not found speaking against what God has called me. Oh, everything that God has said that I am, I believe it. I stand in it. I stand in it. Oh, Shada, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am forever righteous. I am forever justified. I am forever purified. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I've been delivered. I've been set free. And I've been given power over darkness. Oh, Sheila Deba 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 Deba. Oh, Jesus got up. When he raised up from the dead, he came and said, all power belongs to me. And he gave that power to me. Oh, I go in this might. I go in this might. I walk in the strength of God. I walk in the ability of God. I walk in the power of God. Don't say be said on that. Oh, I see how strong I am. I put the right words in my mouth. I put the right confessions in my mouth. Oh, I am saved. Oh, la ba da 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 ba ka ba ba da ba da. I stand by faith in what you've done. I stand by faith in what you have done for me. Oh, brandy sending the name of ka. Oh, shada da 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 da. And canon ticket, and send the day, and the bacasa, and the din, the din, the double dis, the cataba, oh, shapatata, in the gonom, banana, oh, bari sete, a soco for the di, a canda sete, the deba, oh, baba, the bacasana, baba, I have power, I have authority.